Hello and welcome to the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. We had to rehearse that little bit because I couldn't say it right for some reason. Anyway, so today I'm joined with the usual...
Dead Cookies.
Ugster.
And we'll be discussing Star Wars. Because we're nerds, and I mean, what nerds don't talk about Star Wars?
The lame ones, actually.
The ones who say they're nerds.
That aren't. Alright, so...
You know, the ones who are saying it just to be cool.
You're not cool. You're a faker, bro. Girl.
So we're going to lose almost all of you immediately because we're going to start off by talking about the prequels.
Yay.
Oh, look. Nobody's listening anymore. Damn.
Damn. That's a shocker.
All right. So.
Jumping straight into it. Let's just start with it.
Let's go with one of the first theories. The only good theory, really. Which is that Jar Jar Binks is actually a Sith Lord.
I'm telling you, man, him being on that planet in the middle of nowhere just to be able to meet a couple Jedis.
I mean, it does live on that planet.
I'm aware.
Because he's an outcast. But also, if you watch a lot of things, like he does a few moves that only Jedi can do.
Mm-hmm. His jump flip into the water.
Yeah, there's a scene whenever whenever Anakin's mother is talking, I think,
mm-hmm.
where Jar Jar, you can see Jar Jar in the background kind of lipping the words.
Really?
Yeah. And...
Oh, are you saying he's predicting what she's going to say?
Kind of, or more or less guiding what she's going to say, using...
The Force.
To force her to talk.
To force her.
Or he's just using the force manipulation.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna think. Yeah.
His mouth, what she's saying.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Yeah. And plus, there's the fighting style that he uses isn't just clumsiness, it's actually a style.
Drunken Master?
Yep.
Yeah, and he does do a lot of horrible stuff. That we think is because he's retarded, but...
It's probably because he's actually a Sith Lord and he's trying to screw over the heroes.
You see, what I always didn't get is how is somebody so dumb gonna go from being an outcast to being high in the Senate?
Yeah.
Well, of course you had Palpatine there.
What
is that weird?
Man. Are you saying he was under the employment of Palpatine?
Maybe his secret apprentice?
Wait.
Secret apprentice? What are you talking about?
Well, he had Darth Maul, and then Darth Maul...
And Darth Maul did show up randomly.
Mm-hmm.
He had Darth Maul, he had Count Dooku, he had Anakin.
Yeah, that's just the thing. Darth Maul never died. So he still had an apprentice.
He didn't. Yeah, he still has him. But then he got Darth Vader, but well, you know.
Sure. Yeah, there's all kinds of issues going into the prequels that just don't add up with the rest of the story.
It's true.
George Lucas. Screwing over your own story, bud.
Well, we can drove into, like, franchise timelines another podcast.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. All
right, so next one. Another prequel.
Oof, just prequel theory.
There's one that... never mind.
Well, it's not exactly a prequel theory. It's more of a because of the prequels theory, which is Mace Windu. There's a bit of a point of contention in this household of what happened with Mace Windu.
I don't want to talk about that.
I'm telling you, he might not be Snoke, okay?
But he's definitely he's still alive.
Oh, I never said he wasn't alive. That he's definitely not Snoke.
But where he's at, no one knows.
What I was saying is, it's not that he's Snoke. I was mostly relying on that he's still not dead.
Oh, no, I 100% agree that he's not dead.
I'll tell you what, if I don't see a dead Jedi body, I don't think he's dead.
Well, you can obviously hear him make a sound while getting pushed out.
Are you talking about his oomph after he got released from the lightning? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's still alive.
Well, no, he got released by the lightning, but Anakin pushed him.
Yeah. Right. But no, I agree that Mace Windu's alive, mainly because... he's just not Snoke. That's the big theory everyone had, but there was way too much evidence against it for me to agree.
One theory that it was Darth Vader was Snoke. Oh, wow. Snoke? Or Snoke.
Yeah. I don't even think Darth Vader's Snoke. Snoke's far too powerful to even be Vader.
Well, even if he wasn't, the whole point to the end of the original trilogy was that Anakin learned his lesson. He returned to the light side just before he died. That's why we saw his Force Ghost.
That's right. He can't be a Force Ghost without being
dead. Yeah, dead.
And good.
Yeah.
A Sith cannot form a Force Ghost.
So are you saying there's a possibility of seeing a ghost Anakin in the future because we probably had a Yoda?
I'm hoping not. I really don't want to see Anakin again. Not the young Anakin.
Well, we might need to watch out for those, you know, ghost children, you know.
Oh, you better watch out for them digital remasteries and where they put it in there. Oh, oh, you're welcome, geez. Gentlemen.
Let dare start.
Like that green bitch shooting Han first. No. Han shot first. Fuck off.
People can just shut up.
Han's too fast not to shoot first.
Anyways. Okay. Someone just drove past our house really slowly with their music blaring. It was weird.
Oh, hold on. Anyways, now that we're off topic.
So anyways, to go back to the Mace Windu thing. It's all but confirmed that he's still alive, mainly because of a conversation that happened after George Lucas sold the rights to Star Wars to Disney. Him and Samuel L. Jackson were talking and stuff, and Samuel L. Jackson said that he didn't want Mace Windu to be dead. And George was like, yeah, all right, whatever, he's not dead.
That simple?
Yeah, that simple.
George wanted.
If that's what George wanted.
George also wanted Sam to come back in another movie.
Which...
he was not objective against it.
No, Samuel L. Jackson's all for coming back from Mace Windu. It's, he even came out recently and talked about wanting to come back to the character.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly a clone? Of Windu?
I don't know about a clone.
I'd like to see
like some grizzled old man version of Mace Windu who's got like a robotic arm and
or maybe even a different standalone movie.
Well, you gotta realize how old he would have to be.
Are you guys hoping to see him as a pure Jedi or Sith?
Gray Jedi.
Or would you still like to see him as a balanced Jedi?
I'd like to see him as a Gray Jedi.
Balanced.
I'd like to see him as a Sith Lord. I think he'd be one of
the most. He wouldn't be, though. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of Mace Windu's character, is he's one of the few characters that can walk that line without being tempted by the dark side.
And he...
And it was the dark side that got him nearly killed.
That's right.
He wouldn't join them.
He saw it in Anakin
way before.
When he came to the Jedi Council, he saw that it was too much dark in him already.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta say, Anakin did bring balance to the dark side. Or even to the Force itself.
I mean, he
why?
Did.
How?
Because
the Jedi were out
with
the
he
dark.
Took that... Then he took the balance away by making the dark side too powerful.
Not quite. Because then after that, all you had was Yoda and Luke.
Exactly.
And
there was nobody
Palpatine and Vader. That's a balance to me, don't you think? Two and two.
Okay, but I'm talking about the entire Empire.
Siths that are under, like, undercover. Because
there were still Siths out there. Yeah. There weren't any Jedi.
I'm sure there's other Jedi out there. They just... never made themselves known.
Because of Order 66, it was still in effect.
Yeah, it still is in effect. To be a Jedi, they.
That's right.
Anakin's the only one that, you know, doesn't have to worry about that.
What about
or not Anakin, Luke. Luke is the only one that doesn't have to worry about that.
What about E.T.? He's a Jedi.
Okay, E.T.'s not a Jedi. E.T.'s part of the
Senate.
E.T.'s part of the Senate.
He's a fucking Jedi.
He's not a Jedi.
How did he make shit float?
How did that bike fly?
Why did he want to talk to Yoda so bad?
We saw his people in the Senate.
In E.T.?
He's not a Jedi.
In E.T., we saw him make shit flow.
Every species has
that just means
ability.
He's force sensitive. That does not mean he's a Jedi.
A what?
What
is
force sensitive.
Which would put what in his system?
I'm not saying that. It's not.
Wait a minute. What if that's his species?
A midichlorianite?
It's not a midichlorian. Midichlorians are microscopic.
That's why they're the force. And there's a freaking theory that says Anakin's dad is basically
I know. Because George Lucas wanted the fucking Christian parallels where Anakin's Jesus Christ, but a dark side version, or guess I don't know. It's weird.
So the devil.
Bing.
No, Palpatine represented the devil. Hey! Anyways, we're only 11 minutes in, and I'm already just wanting to smack both of you for that stupid midichlorian argument.
You're welcome.
We're doing good so far.
We're talking about theories, right? That's a theory. E.T.'s a fucking Jedi.
But he's not! There is, other than him being force sensitive, there's no evidence you're providing that he's a Jedi.
What
yes, we know that they
boy?
Are connected. What?
Maybe he was there to pick up that boy to take him back to make him a Jedi. Maybe
except
that
for they
boy
left
was
him behind.
Ow.
Except for they left him behind and they never.
He was dying. Poor boy, E.T.
But no,
Yeah, you had a thought, but
yeah,
your train
it.
Derailed.
This is already turning out to be.
Oh yeah, this is a wonderful thing.
Anyways, let's get back on topic.
Maybe we should just change.
Well, we can broaden our horizons from just Star Wars to sci-fi in general.
I mean, if we're doing theories.
Speaking of sci-fi,
don't you dare bring in that.
I mean, he is wearing the shirt.
Don't. Oh, I was.
What were
thinking?
You thinking?
I was thinking you're gonna bring in the.
No, you guys don't know. So, Rick and Morty.
Okay, yeah. Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Or should we say Doc and Marty?
Definitely. We definitely should say that, because they are definitely...
They are based off of Doc and Marty on...
So...
Back to the Future.
Usher, there's a little theory that you don't know that... The Morty that we see with Rick is not his original Morty.
Oh, really?
We just seen from me and Junkie saw on a promo, or Junk.
You're not calling me Junk.
Junkie?
That's fine.
Okay. We saw on a promo that Rick had 5 other Mortys.
Whoa! So what, did he just... shuffled through some Mortys until he found the one he
well,
likes?
We think is...
I think it's more of a...
he
gets them killed.
Or he gets into a life-ending situation for himself, which...
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's this thing where evil Morty is his original Morty.
Oh, my. Who's going to want an evil Morty around now?
Well,
a good
if you see in the latest season, that Evil Morty becomes the mayor.
Oh, yeah?
Or, yeah, mayor, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Something.
President.
President.
Oh.
Of the Rick area. Rick and Morty.
Citadel. Up to current Rick and Morty events.
How dare you?
Wearing the Rick and Morty shirt and you're not even up to date.
Hey,
it's on Hulu.
He's representing.
Representing.
Yeah.
Bro.
But no, yeah.
You're representing Snickers? Where's the Snickers at, bro? Exactly.
Snickers has everything.
You eat it when you're not the same. All right, let's get that away from some copyright shit.
And yeah, we're not sponsored by Snickers, by the way.
Talk about more copyright shit. Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
All right.
But no, the evil Morty that we saw at the end of that episode with...
I don't remember this. Whatever the one with the Citadel was.
No, the one with the other... When he was controlling the...
The one where the evil Rick, the psychopath Rick was
when the
actually
evil Rick
a robot.
And Morty was taking other Mortys from other universes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at the end of that, remember when he took off his eye patch?
His pocket Mortys?
Okay.
Gotcha.
When he
the
off,
one that had the eye patch,
yeah.
He took it off and it was all...
He was controlling that Rick.
Yeah. Oh.
And there's a theory that's original Rick's Morty.
Oh my. All right.
So, but if we see in the memories when that Rick was going through that scene,
when Psycho Rick was going through our Rick's memories,
we saw
him pick up Morty, which, if you remember
Morty.
From the show, a baby Morty, which if you remember from the show, it said that Rick would disappeared from their family 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But Morty's what, 15?
About.
So that's about 5 years that he wasn't a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick suddenly...
Yeah.
Yeah, but Rick can also jump through different realities.
Well, we know that, but we also know he would only jump if it's a life.
Okay. I wouldn't go as far as saying he would only jump, because
okay.
We know that Rick's
we know,
a bit
okay,
careless.
I wouldn't say he would only change universes.
Permanently
to live.
Change. Yeah, to live. If
like
it was a
Earth.
World
universe.
Ending, yeah.
Hmm.
But then again, I mean, wasn't that the whole 20-year disappearance thing in the very first episode?
Mm-hmm.
We're not following that Rick and Morty anymore.
Oh, no.
That's true.
Because at the end of the very first episode, that world blows up. Because Rick passes out drunk before he can turn off the world-destroying device.
Well,
the bomb.
I'm just talking about the one we're following at that time.
Yeah, so I don't know if that... I don't know if that 20-year disappearance
still
really falls...
That's the Rick we've been seeing so far. That's
yeah.
The Rick that went to prison.
Well, yeah. Since that time, yeah, probably. But is that 20-year disappearance still a part of...
Well, because that's part of that universe, but not our Rick's universe. Probably.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, string theory.
Well, Rick and Morty, it's...
Oh,
no,
Rick theory.
It's all stringy.
But no, there's a thing where in the trailers, in the show entrance, we see Morty, Rick teleport, and Morty gets left behind to be eaten by frogs.
Oh, my.
There's a theory that's evil Morty.
Oh, yeah?
And the original Morty that got left behind.
Oh, my.
And somehow made it out.
All right.
And... Got any other part of that theory?
I ain't got nothing for that. It's been a while since I've watched Rick and Morty. That was the only one I really had was that.
What about his... Why he's running? Why he's a criminal?
Why? Oh. You're talking about the theory where he's... Because of all the world... All the worlds he's
mm-hmm.
destroyed? Yeah, I mean, that's a decent theory, but there's not a whole lot... to it other than that's what he's running for or is because he's destroyed a lot of worlds and that's why he's wanted.
Oh my. That's all a right. Whole lot of lives taken.
Trying to think of any other sci-fi-esque things.
There's
Back to the Future?
I was going to say Back to Rick and Morty.
Oh. Well, what would you...
Going back
that
in time.
There might be a Beth Citadel.
Oh, my? Really? His sister?
A
No.
His daughter.
Oh, his daughter. Sorry.
Because remember when she was freaking out that she might be a clone?
Yeah.
We know there's multiple other universes and multiple. They have different choices.
Mm-hmm.
What if one of those Beth left and started somewhere? Like one of those Ritz?
Oh, shit. There was an entire world with his dad.
But if Rit wanted to give his daughter something he needed to do when he first started going out to the other universe, mm-hmm. he would have given her like a type of portal gun.
Hmm.
Or something along the line to...
Well, when she was a kid, he created that entire world.
Yeah.
I mean, and she was so smart to get someone trapped in it.
Right? And then that dude started fucking on creatures.
We're not talking about that. She was so smart, she made that kid disappear and framed it on the father.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she was little.
That's the Rick in her. There's
imagine,
the same.
Imagine her stopping drinking to find what she really wanted in life. Going out to search like Rick did. Mm-hmm. 20 years he disappeared. Because we've seen before he turned off robots before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's no point, no say where she's real or not.
I think that's kind of the point of the way they ended it. Mm-hmm. Was there was no good answer for whether or not she was a clone or a robot or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And we also know that each episode, we don't know if we're still watching the, like he said, if we're still watching the same Rick and Morty.
Oh, I don't think so.
We could be watching multiple other Ricks.
That's what I was about to say, you know. Possibly each episode's a different reality, different universe, different... Everybody.
So you might not know this. I told him already. I might have already told you. But that purge world that they went to.
Oh my.
With the animals.
Oh my.
That purge girl was the purge Morty of that world.
Alright, yeah. Makes sense.
And the grandfather was.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And Rick or Morty tried to fuck himself.
Yep.
Makes sense.
He is a little weird, guys.
Oh, he is. So, sci-fi doesn't have to be just, you know, science.
No, I know.
What about your Flash? Anything about that?
I don't know yet.
No?
I haven't been able to watch the current season, and I feel like there's a lot coming through this current season. It's a whole bit of the season where apparently the Flash and Oliver Queen switch places.
Yep, I was just seeing.
Oliver Queen becomes the Flash,
and he
and Barry Allen becomes Green Arrow.
Apparently Barry treats Oliver like Oliver did in the first time.
Yeah, made yeah, that was interesting. I saw that little promo piece. But no, I haven't caught anything of the current Arrowverse yet, and everything else has kind of been answered or addressed in some way.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really in the Arrowverse
area. In the DC?
I mean, yeah, if we gotta talk about DC, I got some...
Problems?
Problems with the DCEU.
What about Aquaman?
I haven't seen that yet.
I need to see it.
That's one of the ones I've actually been somewhat interested in because it looks like it's not bad.
Well, there's this thing.
Me and Cookies over here was able to watch it. What do you think about it, Cookies?
I'm not gonna talk about it because he hasn't seen.
Hold on. Just time out from this. From what I've seen though, other than Man of Steel, so far the DCU doing background stories is actually being good.
Oh yeah.
Wonder Woman was a fantastic movie. I think that they're finally starting to work on the characters more than just the team effort. They're trying to actually, you know, build up the team instead of just plopping them together.
Well,
like
there's this thing that...
It's like walking into a bar, pulling your dick out, and hoping you're gonna get laid.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
No, good no. You're getting a sex offender charge.
No, I just put it on my wrist, and I'm like, hey, look at the time, guys. You're welcome for that.
No.
But anyways, I ain't going to say anything.
Anyways.
I'm not going to put any spoilers. But to me, Aquaman was great.
See, and
I'm going to give a little bit, not about the movie, but there's this thing about the post-credits.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think we stayed.
There were post-credits?
Yeah.
What? DC's doing Marvel's post-credit thing? Come on.
Well, there's this one where I guess it was supposed to simplify Flashpoint paradox.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So are you saying we just might see a standalone Flash movie?
Oh, we're definitely going to see a standalone Flash movie. Oh, yeah. That was already confirmed.
But no, we're going to might be seeing Wonder Woman as Queen of
Oh, really?
Because that's in the Flashpoint paradox.
Yeah. Hmm. And I never really liked that, so but it's not that bad.
You tell me we just might be able to see an actual real badass Batman with guns and shit?
I liked the badass Batman that they had in the Justice League movie.
Well,
I didn't like any of the other Justice League, but...
We're definitely not going to get that again.
Nope, because he's done. But there is a DC movie I am actually excited for.
I mean, I am too. I know what you're talking about.
Shazam!
Yeah.
For once, there is a DC movie that I'm actually excited to see.
I mean, I was excited to see Aquaman.
Well, I wasn't excited to see Aquaman. I mean, I'm more interested in it now that I've heard some stuff about it.
It is definitely. But
I was never excited to see it before it was released.
All I gotta say is Aquaman makes a better example of Aquaman than most of the comics does.
Yeah. For most DC movies, it's usually just, I'll watch them, but I'm probably not going to enjoy them. For once, DC's made something where...
Because you're a nerd.
And I'm definitely not going to the theaters to watch them. They're just...
What about Shazam?
That's what I was going to say, but Shazam has altered that. Okay. I actually do want to see Shazam in theaters.
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to see a DC comedy type movie. That's pretty good.
I would just like to see a DC movie that actually seems somewhat representative of...
Well, you gotta look at the picture. Marvel has not a lot of those type of superheroes like DC has.
Yeah.
Well,
their main focus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you got the Flash and then you got Quicksilver. Quicksilver isn't the focus.
Well, Quicksilver just got out of there real quick.
Oh, yeah.
He was too slow.
Which Quicksilver, though?
Either one. Don't get me wrong. That's man was... I liked that Quicksilver. That was good. Superman, Shazam, Aquaman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Cyborg, all those, they have...
You think we're going to see Cyborg movie?
No.
I don't think so.
Basically, Justice League was his origin story.
I haven't seen Justice League, so...
Yeah, you did. We watched it together. No, man. Yes, you did. We watched it together, all three of us.
Was I drunk?
Probably.
Super drunk? Because I don't ever remember watching...
Well, we watched it. It had the whole thing with
I don't think we made it that far.
Yeah, we did. We watched it to the end.
Fuck, I don't remember.
You guys are terrible. Either. Well, neither one of you have very great memories. So
it's not important.
Okay. It wasn't a good movie anyways, but
obviously.
Still.
Well, it wasn't. It was definitely not.
I know I've watched Batman versus Superman a few times, but... I'm
going to
need to see
it
again.
Okay.
But anyways, no, it was the one that had that whole scene whenever they resurrect Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
He can see the Flash moving without even moving.
I hope you hurt yourself, you stupid cat.
That wasn't her.
That wasn't her.
Oh, that was a bummer.
Yeah, that was a Connor.
That was a dead cookie.
That was a dead cookies.
Dead cookies knocked down the table. Anyways. Sorry about all that noise that just got scraping and shit, but yeah. Anyways, where were we? Oh yeah, DC's DCEU not being the best.
Yeah.
Prime example, Suicide Squad.
Oh, I thought you were going to go straight for it.
Yeah.
Ew. I thought you were going to go straight for the cut.
Oh.
Joker in Suicide Squad?
No.
That was the worst.
Green Lantern.
We don't talk about
why
Ryan Reynolds'
say that?
Failure.
We're talking about DC's failure. I'm going for the cut.
That's not even calling it a failure. It's a mistake. Shit happens.
All right. I mean,
but
yeah.
No, just the CGI, the story, that fucking cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They pulled a Fantastic Four. Nobody wants to see a great villain become a cloud.
Right.
No one wants to see that.
Jesus. I don't know how many people turn great villains into cloud.
But anyways. Is that what our entire podcast is going to be? Is us saying anyways?
Yeah.
Anyways.
So. Sci-fi. We got all the DC stuff. We got all the Star Wars stuff. We got all the Rick and Morty stuff. I don't want to be a Marvel-based channel, but that's kind of the one we always revert back to somehow.
So, Marvel.
How about this game review for Jump Force?
Well, Jump Force hasn't come out yet, so
yeah,
can't really
so
do a
can't
good
really.
Review over it.
Yeah.
You can do a review over the promo, but it's not going to...
Still, I'm telling you, a game that's finally brought Kench and Hamuda into a fucking badass. Oh, yeah.
Just to clarify, I don't watch anime. I don't know anything that they're talking about whenever they refer to anything in this, because it's all anime-based, so, yeah.
Anyways, just to clarify. Right now, we're going to get back on track.
Kench and Hamuda, the wandering samurai that uses the art of Hito Mitsurugi. The art of the Sonic Way, Sonic Blade.
Yeah, Alexander's just kind of gone off on some
little
tangent.
Sorry, anyways.
He's going on his normal rants. Oh, shit. Fine.
I don't want to revert back to Marvel, but that's what we know so much about.
To.
It's just there's so much to talk about with Marvel. Specifically, something that I just recently learned, which is that the Spider-Man in the MCU might not be coming back after Far From Home.
Really?
Hmm.
Yeah.
He still has another movie after that.
No, he had a 5-movie contract, and Far From Home will be the 5th movie.
All right.
What do you mean, all right?
Wait, what?
I like
Civil
it.
Civil War.
Yeah, we saw him in Civil War, then Far From Home, Infinity War.
Homecoming.
Okay, yeah.
Homecoming.
Homecoming, Infinity War. Endgame.
Oh, shit.
And Far From Home.
So
that's
fuck,
5 movies.
Yeah.
Good.
Now.
Good. And then Far From Home is going to come out even before.
Nope, it'll be after Endgame.
Venom 2.
Oh, well, yeah.
Meaning, he just might be able to have a chance to be able to acquire a Venom costume and make Venom look like fucking Venom.
And I wouldn't mind that.
I wouldn't mind either.
But.
Oh, my God. Talk about a nerdgasm for this guy.
I know. I would love that too, but I would love to see Spidey stay within the MCU. Personally.
Well, maybe he can have a dual contract.
We might get a new one.
They are
later
if,
down the road, just not a Peter Parker.
Yes, but
see, okay. So
just
you guys want
Peter
you guys,
Parker.
Okay, so you guys want to see Miles Morales join the MCU. You guys
absolutely.
I know that. I know
absolutely.
You guys want to see that.
Yes.
But I don't.
Or
I
even
don't.
Ben Reilly. Okay?
I mean, yeah.
I could. I would prefer to see that.
I would.
I would prefer to see that.
Anybody that's
but
Peter Parker, even his clone, Ben
if
Reilly.
If we're going to get rid of Tom Holland Spider-Man.
I don't want him. I don't.
I don't either, but.
No,
he
I mean for the MCU.
Being Spider-Man
I mean for the MCU. If we're going to get rid of the MCU's version of it. Then I would suggest, if we're going to do that, bring in a new Spider-Man. And with the process of time travel involved, let's go a little bit different than...
I swear to God, you say Tobey Maguire, I'm going to hit
Not Tobey Maguire. Time travel. Go a little bit in the future. Let's see, it's 2019, so let's go 90. Let's go 80 years 80 into the future.
Really?
And get a Miguel O'Hara back here.
Really?
Well, I'd like to see a live action.
I don't know, because he is not really... He has Spider-Man's power, but he has different times.
What about even further into the future? Good. With Cosmic Spidey?
No.
God damn just, you guys.
No.
But yeah, no.
Nobody wants to see that stupid fucking costume in live action.
I do.
That's a ridiculous costume.
Mind you guys, don't listen to these fucking haters, but I'm a Spidey fan through and through.
Hey, I'm a Spidey fan through and through too, but I don't like that fucking costume.
Even if it's a trashy Spidey costume. Or the Amazing Bagman, not Mr. Bombastic, whatever the fuck you want to call
it. It's the Bombasket Batman.
And besides,
okay, Google, give me pictures of the Amazing Bagman.
No, it's the Bombastic Bagman. That's you did it wrong. Anyways. Bombastic. Anyways. Oh, that's not what I'm talking about anyways. Because that's still Peter Parker.
Why do they call him different?
Everyone calls him different.
But those are all... But everybody else he looks off is still Peter Parker.
Oh, that was when he was part of the Fantastic Four. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I'm talking about the one where he's just wearing a plain blue outfit with a bag on his head.
That's what that is, yes.
That's a Fantastic Four version.
That's still the Bombastic Bagman.
What about... What? Oh, yeah.
No.
Spider doppelganger.
Mm. No, you don't want to see that?
No Spidey ganger.
Like an actual...
No Spider ganger.
What
no
about Man-Spider? Can't have Spider-Man without him slowly transforming and pulling out four other arms out.
None of those.
Hmm.
Why
again,
not?
These are all Peter Parkers you're talking about. If we're going to get rid of Peter Parker, if we're going to get rid of almost Peter Parker from the MCU...
Fine. Let's do an Agent Venom.
Absolutely.
But we can't.
Why not?
Not for the MCU.
Ah!
You know why we can't do it for the MCU.
What about for the Sonyverse?
Flash Thompson exists in the MCU, not the Sonyverse.
So?
Agent Venom is Flash Thompson.
Well, they can always make a... Different.
They could make.
I would prefer to see a different Flash Thompson. We all know my issues with Flash Thompson and the Sony.
Yeah, we
know.
Anyways.
I think we're all in sync, bro, with that crap.
But if we wanted to keep a version of Spider-Man within the MCU, I would definitely say that 2099's Miguel O'Hara would be the best fit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're going...
Because Miles Morales already has his own thing going on with that whole animated thing. Only 40 minutes in.
Well,
I mean, if you want to make it a... if he wants to head to bed, I mean, we can have a solo debate.
Because
I feel like we butt heads enough. Alright, so we... Dead Cookies is going to go ahead and ditch us to go to bed.
You guys have a good night.
Me and Uxer are going to... Oh, come on. Don't be a wuss.
That was...
Nobody wants to last an entire hour out here. What the hell?
We're good.
It's 40 minutes. This is literally 20 minutes left. I hate you both so much right now.
All right, for the next 40 seconds, we're just going to say Spider-Man.
Nope, all right, we're wrapping it up, I guess, because they're lame. Good night.